previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Good morning. Right, the last update regarding the rain that I saw yesterday on his Facebook page was posted on Facebook at around 4:29 p.m. yesterday. It says Corredo 32 mils plus 18 mils so far, so we've reached the magical 50 millimeter mark. Must wait and see how widespread. Sounds promising for the Churchill Dam. Garth Sampson from the South African Weather Office. Good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Wade. Good morning.
Hello, Uncle Garth. Right, you told us yesterday that you would be giving us some good news today, hopefully.
Well, I'm very glad to mention that my correspondent in Corredo, that in the 48-hour period, they've had a whopping 75 millimetres.
Yes.
And all that, yes, last 48 hours. And that will all run off into the Churchill Dam. And if and when the Churchill overflows, that will go to the Mpofu Dam. In Port Elizabeth itself, we measured between 64 at the airport, and our good friend Brent measured 97 in Lorraine. Ubertina didn't fare that well, but it did very good, with 37 millimeters in the last 48 hours, which will flow into the Gokha Dam. But you must also remember there's a lot of mountainous regions where we do not have stations, that also flows into the Gokha Dam. Then potentially at 24 millimetres, and the good news is it's only going to start clearing from around about 12 o'clock in the George area. So we've still got some rainfall to fall for the rest of the day. So in general, we can say we had over the major part of the catchment area between 40 and 75 millimetres. This most definitely will give some runoff to the dam. We do not know exactly how much. We will start getting figures from Monday. But in the interim, I will be taking a trip down to Corredo with the team on the weekend and take some photos and send it through to the newsroom and post it on my Weather Guru page.
Yes, well, I see you've become quite famous there, Mr. Famous Uncle Garth. Okay, so that is excellent news. So you can say over the last 48 hours around the catchment areas, we've received on average around 75 millimeters of rain.
Between 40 and 75.
This is not taking into account that it has been snowing on the high-lying areas, which includes Bavayan. So once that snow starts to melt over the course of the weekend, it will then start flowing into the dams and hopefully start filling those dams up.
I won't say filling them up, but it will make a bit of a rise, and it will extend the day zero, which was going to be the end of next month, possibly into deep into September, October. People must not think this is the beginning and end all, because really this is just a drop in the ocean. We need much more rain. The Gokha, I got a message this morning at 3.97. That's a massive dam. It's going to take a lot to fill that dam. And remember, we get winter rainfall, and we're moving towards summer now. So the public must be careful with water usage. Mm. And like I preach all the time, read your meter daily. That's the only way you can save water. And the only way we're going to get through this is if every single citizen in this town saves water.
Garth, obviously we're in the midst of winter. Yesterday it was very cold. I have to ask the question. Anything on record yet as to how cold it is? I know it's a lot of cloud cover, so there's not much maximum radiation taking place. But, where are we standing?
Yeah, I looked at the minimum figures. The coldest place last night is usually before some days. We didn't get a figure from them. But the coldest place was Barkley East at -8. What is going to happen when this cloud clears, then those temperatures are going to plummet to the -12, -17, and the like.
No, you can have all of that by yourself. Thank you very much.
Oh, that light is beautiful. It's beautiful. No, I wish I could go to Barkley East today.
I was saying yesterday on the show, and I've mentioned this before, I so badly want to experience snow, and I would love to go to Hogsback, but I'm not
going
to
melt.
There is snow there at the moment, but I'm not going to be able to get to Hogsback right now because of the dangerous situation on the roads with it being icy. So I'm going to miss it again. So if you can just plan for more snow in about 2 weeks' time. That'll be great.
I wish that. Well, I just also like to mention something that was quite disturbing this morning. I went through Third Avenue Dip, and some intelligent person decided they are much more intelligent than the municipality, and bent the boom, and it looks like they ride over it with a truck on both sides. This is an immense danger for the public because they think it's open. I went through the dip, it is flying quite heavily, but if the municipality closes it, we shouldn't be removing those barriers, because we remember the incident in 2006 when barriers were removed in Riverstone Road.
Yeah.
So that tragic incident. So that is very, very irresponsible, and I'm quite upset with that with the public this morning.
That is very irresponsible. Yeah. And fortunately, there are cameras from a private security, and also the municipality has resources there that probably will be able
follow
to go
up
and look back and see who actually did cause municipal damage on those poles. But listen, Garth, thank you so much for
the
update.
Some good news,
some really good news you're giving us today. Obviously, we're not out of the red just yet, but it is positive, and we'll take it going into the weekend. I see you on your way to some parts of Algoa country during the course of this weekend. So stay safe. We'll watch your page, and we'll also keep informed via Algoa FM News. Thank you, Garth.
I will do. Have a nice day to all the listeners.
You too.
Thanks, Garth. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
Those figures that we've just mentioned will be on Algoa FM Breakfast Facebook page right now. Otherwise, you can follow Algoa FM News. They'll give you the full picture as to
levels,
where we are, where we got the rain, the bulk of the rain. You can follow Algoa FM News on all of the platforms.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.